on our agenda is recess. We're going to break for 10 minutes, and we'll be back. No, I'm teasing. April Fools. Had to get April Fools in there somewhere. But we do reserve the right to take a break later on if we need to.
I was like, really?
You're like, what are you doing? Okay. Next item on our agenda is the public hearings. We thank you all again for being here, and I'd like to remind everyone to please turn off your electronic devices or turn them on silence, please, your cell phones or electronic devices. Speaking of public hearings, I would like for you to turn your attention to our esteemed counsel, Mr. Robertson, who will read the rules and regulations of our public hearings.
Thank you, Ms. Wingate. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Excuse me. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Under the commission's longstanding rules, that includes the observation of appropriate dress standards and the prohibition against attire that may distract from these proceedings. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we do ask that you follow the direction of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we do ask that you also turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to an application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who do wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chair has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. After the public has had an opportunity to speak, the applicant shall have 5 minutes to provide a rebuttal if necessary. This time shall not be used to restate or summarize the presentation previously provided. After that, there will be no further testimony, presentation, or submission by the applicant or the public unless requested or permitted by the commission. No direct questioning or cross-examination of an applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. During any presentation during the public hearings, it shall be the responsibility of any person using the electronic media in the room to navigate or advance or reverse through that media. Sussex County staff will not navigate through any such media on a presenter's behalf. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about an application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And finally, when you come to the podium, you must see a microphone that looks just like this. And we need to make sure that the green light is lit on the microphone. And so you'll see there's a space bar looking button at the base of the microphone. If you just press that, a green icon lights up and stays lit. And then the green ring around the microphone also is lit up. That way we can make sure everybody in the room can hear you, it gets recorded, and it gets broadcast on the internet. And trust me, we will remind you if we don't see that green light. So thank you, Madam Chair.